Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri. Today, I feel compelled to share my spider medicine experience with you. For those of you who may not know, I am half Eastern Band Cherokee, which is why many of the Native American sacred rituals, practices, and ceremonies resonate with my spirit. My mom, Mary, Meili, pronounced in Cherokee, is full-blood Eastern Band Cherokee and was born on the Cherokee Indian Reservation in Cherokee, North Carolina. Naturally, that makes both my maternal grandmother and maternal grandfather full-blood Cherokee as well. Native American rituals and practices are rooted in connection with all aspects of life and the Great Spirit, God. Therefore, the Native American practice of animal medicine embraces an awareness that reveals itself when a certain animal crosses our path. The word medicine in Native American practice and in the custom of animal medicine refers to the healing aspects that a particular animal brings to our consciousness. This would mean anything that supports, strengthens, restores, empowers, or revives the spiritual body as well as the physical body. Once we are aware of what a certain animal represents, then we can take the necessary steps to create changes in our life according to that awareness. For instance, lately I've come across spider medicine, which makes me spider people. Not a spider person, but spider people. Sounds plural, but it's not. Even today, when visiting my girlfriend Tina, who has two beautiful huskies, her boyfriend was preparing to let the dogs in from outside when he asked my daughter and I, "Are you dog people?" Now I know he meant the two of us, Carmen and I, but in Native American animal medicine, people is singular, but it can also be plural. The person who sees the animal or the animal medicine is named for the animal while they are becoming aware or when they are in the midst of changing a behavior due to the awareness. I'll say that again. The person who sees the animal medicine is named for the animal while they are becoming aware or when they are in the midst of changing a behavior due to the awareness. Over the past several days, spider medicine came to me on Sunday when my daughter Carmen, my grandson Big Tree, and myself were on our way to see a movie. While we were driving along, Big Tree called from the back seat, "Spider!" There was a small spider crawling on the inside of his window. Carmen grabbed a tissue and lightly grabbed the spider medicine and held him until we arrived at the movie theater so that she could release him. Interestingly enough, we were on our way to see Charlotte's Web. While it may seem as though spider medicine is only meant for Big Tree because he is the one that saw it first, spider medicine is meant for anyone whose attention is called to it. And now I'm calling your attention to it. I'm a firm believer in get the message when it arrives the first time, otherwise it will have to show up again. Spider medicine was very tiny when I first saw him. Not a half hour later, spider medicine was on the big screen creating, weaving, and showing me different levels of emotions through creativity. I cried during that whole movie. I was set on getting the message and felt as though I connected with spider medicine and what I needed to do with my creativity and where I go from here. Well, definitely forward, but there are many lines that still go forward. Spider medicine typically reveals himself to me when I'm procrastinating, and that reminds me to continue weaving my web and to continue creating. Thing is, I've been creating as fast as I can lately. But actually, is it as fast as I can go? Because quite honestly, I can go faster. I have more energy than I know what to do with, folks, and spider medicine came to tell me that I still had not fully embraced it. Because 2 days later, my grandson Big Tree and I were watching Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, and there's a scene where huge spiders, thousands of them, are chasing Harry Potter and his friends. I made the mental note that spider medicine showed up for me again, a third time, because I was still unclear. This time they were running faster and faster and faster, which rhymed with my vision that I can go faster. I just can. I know it. I'd already shared with you in a daily message that the more I have to do, the faster I can get, the faster I can go, and the more I stay on task. And the less that I have to do, the more I do nothing. That's just me. I understand that spider medicine is intent on me seeing him, and I understand how this impacts my creativity because spider medicine represents creativity. Its eight legs represent the four winds of change and the four directions on the medicine wheel. Its body is in the shape of an eight, which represents infinite possibilities, which are those same lines that I spoke of earlier and moving forward on them. Spider people like myself must look beyond the web of illusion of the physical world and look beyond the horizon to other dimensions of creativity that are not just on the physical plane. And I'm trying to figure that out right now. I look at this new website, drstanleylive.com, and I look at my new networking system over on myspace.com/mentator and the web that I have weaved taking shape through drstanley.com. I can see how I began as this tiny spider people several years ago, like tiny spider medicine on the window, and then grew to the web in the sky called the World Wide Web, just like Charlotte's Web, made it from a book to weave her web on the silver screen. And now when I talk to you, answer your emails, chat with you on the phone, and check my stat counter, I see enormous numbers from all over the world, and I can see how quickly spider medicine is spreading and multiplying in gargantuan numbers, just like the spiders in Harry Potter. Folks, I get it. The energy is multiplying and running so fast that all I can do is sit here in gratitude and thank God. That's my bottom line, spirit. If you would like to know more about Native American animal medicine, just go to drstanley.com and click on the Native American button in the left green column. You will see a link under that button that says animal medicine. I do have more animal medicine to load, but I do have the loaded keywords for the various animals that are already up there, which should help you along your spiritual progression path. And as always, I'm here. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dei Nadaga, Go Hayan. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.